Thank God for his goodness and his mercy today. And for all of you, thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I pray for all of you and still have drumsticks in my hand. I want to look tonight in a couple of scriptures, and I'm going to probably look at Romans chapter 9 for a minute. And sometimes I run around so much trying to put stuff together now. Don't even bring up the Bible, even though I have my iPad. I just like having this one in my manuscript. We'll look at Romans tonight for a minute. And Romans in particularly, I want to look at Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to also look at Philippians tonight for a minute. But I want to look in the manuscript at Psalms 46 tonight. Look at Psalms 46. And I want to encourage everybody tonight, no matter what you're going through, and I get some disturbing news and things don't work out well. One thing about being saved, and one thing that Watchman Nee talks about, and I think he explains it better than most people. When we talk about being saved, Watchman Nee points out that salvation and being saved means we are being saved in the earth, or we're not lost.
Yes.
Amen. As far as the earth is concerned, and that we're saved. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, mm-hmm. because we were lost otherwise.
Yes.
He makes this, and this is the reason why I'm very careful not to let anybody, I'll let anybody stop me from saying that I'm saved or people are saved, because that's why Christ came. He came to save us from our sins. And, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, he says. And the word goes on and on talking about us. And the salvation, we have this great salvation. Once sin entered in, I was thinking about the other day, once sin entered in, came into the garden, then death came in and all of us were lost, something that we all know very well. And the redemption that we have in Christ Jesus and what he saves us from is the corruption of sin and what we would be corrupted of in earth. And part of that is the corruption of these bodies that we have. And so when we come to the Lord, that's our bottom line, our salvation, our redemption. And I want to look at Romans, the 6th chapter tonight. I'm looking at Romans, the 6th chapter, and Psalms 46 at the same time. But I'm starting Romans, the 8th chapter. And I just want to look at verse number, I'll start at 19 just so we get the whole thought. Romans 8 and 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature or creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. In other words, what's keeping the earth from being settled and things being like they're supposed to be, it's waiting on us to be redeemed. Sin entered into the earth by us, and corruption of sin, waiting for us to be redeemed. And you know, the one thing that sin brings, the one thing that sin brought, among all the other things, I guess we could say, is the unpredictableness of what sin will do, and you know, and you can depend on sin for only one thing: to destroy you. And so he writes in this. He says that everything is waiting on man to be redeemed. But the creature was made subject to vanity. Creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. In other words, he says this, you know, the earth is travailing and it's going through what it's going through, and it wasn't the intent that it should be that way. He says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The earth will be changed, and there'll be a new earth, yeah. New heaven and a new earth.
Yeah.
After the tribulation, after all these things have gone on, earth is going to be restored and renewed.
Yes.
I want to encourage everyone. I'm somewhat of a sci-fi buff. I can't lie and say that I'm not. I've always liked Star Trek and all those, and the newest one they had, Discovery, I like that one. It's entertaining and it's lighthearted. And, you know, the last thing a person wants to do, and I guess some preachers do, but the last thing I want to do as a preacher is go sit down and watch a melodrama and listen to people pour out there on TV, start work out. You know, I've watched them have their problems. Take on their problems. I don't know why anyone wants to become really wrapped up in a soap or whatever and take on the problems of some make-believe character when we have enough real problems of our own.
Amen. That's right.
And the last thing I want to do when I, love the saints and pray for the saints, talk to the saints and try and be available for them. And then when I go home and I sit down in my easy chair, I don't want to tell, I've got this person on my mind that God needs to help, and that person, and I have myself that God needs help, and so forth and so on. I don't need to turn on TV. I don't need to turn on the television and watch somebody who's not real be distressed.
Yes, that's right.
We have enough. So a lot of times I watch things that have no stress in them.
Yes.
Because that stress is not entertaining. Stress is something you bring to God.
Yes.
But if you watch a lot of them, and back to my point, there's this underlying theme that those of us who are saved and redeemed, there's an underlying lie that's always in sci-fi and in all those. I don't know if you can see the lie, but there's a great lie, and there's a great amount of propaganda and work that goes into them by the devil. And the bottom line lie of if you watch any of them, you know, Infinity Wars with Marvel Comics, all those people, I don't know whether you do or not, but if you're not familiar with them, the lie has always been with all of them that no matter how well things are doing, there's always some dark force that's able to come and bring that to an end.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether you're watching Star Wars or whatever it is. It always has some dark force. Yep. You know, the dark side or the this or that. That, you know, people are living well and in harmony and well. You always have this, but the devil always wants to make you wonder if eternity is going to be eternity or something is going to overtake it. So he works hard. Get you some water. So he works very hard at trying to make you not believe that eternity with God is going to be through all eternity. Because everything, you know, and we even have a saying. What's the saying? Every good thing must come to an end. That's only in the earth. It's not in God. It's just in the earth, because the things of God are not coming to an end. They're eternal, and God's not coming to an end. And the inheritance that we have is not coming to an end. And so I say all this to say that you can depend on God. You can depend on God. You can depend on God. We must depend on God. And we are supposed to depend on God. That's where we're supposed to turn. And he says down here in 22, Romans 8:22, but we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now, together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. First fruits of the Spirit refers to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The first fruits of the Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. All that we have in God, our being changed from sinner to saint, and from darkness to light, and being saved, and our names written on high, and all that we have in God comes as a result and is part of the first fruits, or the first pouring out, or the first that we receive from the Holy Spirit. Even the gifts that we manifest, if we operate in the gifts from time to time, or all the time as it is, it still constitutes the first fruits of the Spirit. Because the ending fruit of the Spirit is when we change from mortal to immortal. Then we have our immortal body and we are glorified. So we're really dwelling. We have the first fruit of the Spirit. He's the one that confirms, you know, who dwells in our spirit, and he's the person who speaks to us in a small voice from time to time if we were listening. And one of the things that I encourage everybody, learn to listen, learn to try and hear the Spirit. And when I say that, don't be afraid to, and the Holy Ghost doesn't have any problem with you asking him for his ID. You know how some, you know when the police show up at the door on TV or whatever, they flash their badge. The Holy Ghost doesn't have a problem with you checking to see that it is the Spirit, and your guideline to check to make sure that the Spirit is right here.
All right. Yes.
If you're wondering, this is coming to me, is it the Spirit or not? Does it match this?
All right. Yes.
So if you really want to make sure you always know the Spirit, you need to know more the Word. And there are things that we've been talking about, especially, and I like James because we've been talking about it. Let me give you a few of them. If you're wondering if something is the Spirit or not, does it bring peace? Mm-hmm. If you're wondering if it is the Spirit or not, is it pure? Is it gentle? All the attributes of all that comes down from heaven, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And if you want to know if it is the Spirit or not, will it end in peace? Will it be kind? Will it work God's will? If you're wondering, should I speak to this person or not? Then allow the Spirit to say, is this going to tear things up or will this fix it? Don't challenge the Spirit on whether or not you have a right to do it or not. Because we always feel like we have a right to do whatever comes to our mind. I want to do it. And this is why you need the Spirit. When you allow the Spirit to speak to you, he doesn't say whether you can do it or not. That's not an issue. I can do a lot of things.
Yes.
He says whether or not it would be according to God's will and whether it should be done or not. And if it should be done, then the Holy Ghost goes on to say how it should be done. And he goes on to say what should be done. And then he tells you to wait until he says when it should be done. And if you're not getting all those, then you're probably getting something out of your soul, or you're probably being whispered to by an evil spirit. Sometimes, and we'll always say concerning the Spirit, always wait. But there are some times when the Spirit will say to you, you need to do something now. And when he says that you need to do something now, then you can check him again. And you can say, why should I do it now? And he says, because this is the time, this is the way. And he shows you how that when you do it now, it's not going to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
If you're wondering whether it's going to work or not or blow up, then it's probably not the Holy Ghost telling you
right.
to do it now.
That's right. Yes.
I just got to get this off my chest. And the Holy Ghost is saying, no, your chest can hang on to it for a little while longer. you'll be all right. You're not going to die. And he dwells in us, and this is what he does. All of us who have the first fruits of the Spirit, Elder Tony Sewell was preaching one time, I'll never forget. He said, why do you have the Holy Ghost if you're not going to listen to him? And there's some things that some people say, just stay with me forever. That's absolutely true. Why do you need the Holy Ghost if you're not going to listen to him? He's the one who's leading you and guiding you to eternal life. He is eternal life dwelling in you.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We have, those of us who have the first fruits of the Spirit, he says in this. And not only they talking about the world being the world right now. We're looking at floods in the Midwest and extreme drought in the far West at the same time.
Yes.
And we're looking at different places in the world where they have volcanoes and we're looking at there's more warmth in one place than it should be. There's cold someplace where it shouldn't be. And that's just the physical planet Earth. Going through its motions and shifting and doing all the things it's doing because of the corruption, to say nothing of the infestation that lives on it, referring to the people. We're no longer a population, we're an infestation that has to be dealt with and done with, and it just seems to keep getting dumber and dumber every day. And the truth of it is according to the Bible, since it says men and women will whack worse and worse. It doesn't seem to get dumber every day. It does.
Just
when you thought you'd seen it all, here comes something else that's even more ridiculous than that. And it just doubles and adds to everything. And it's not just my imagination.
Yeah.
It It is getting worse and worse because the Bible says it's getting worse and worse.
Yes.
And it's not just, well, everybody thought this in their times. No, everybody has something in their times. But there was, and the reason why the earth is getting worse, the reason why it's getting worse and worse is because there's less and less and less of reverence and respect for God.
Amen. Yes.
There's less involvement of the Spirit, less involvement of the church, less involvement of God. And when I say church, I'm referring to the church that's in Christ Jesus,
yes,
and not churches by bodies or denominations, because churches, by and large, in a larger sense, a lot of them are contributors to the problems we have in the earth.
Yes, yes.
They have allowed themselves to be defiled and become polluted with the taken by the pollutions of the world.
Oh, yes.
And they have allowed themselves to want to be on a main stage and a lot of televangelists and all those. They want to be stars.
Yes, yes.
And they want to have recognition in the earth.
Yes.
Listen, it isn't about having recognition in the earth. I have recognition that is far greater on earth because my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
That's greater than any Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's greater than any historical document.
Yes.
That's the A list of A list.
A-list. Yes.
If your name isn't written there, you're nobody. So he says in this, he says the whole creation is travailing, snow and avalanches and earthquakes and pestilence and, you know, diseases and all sorts of things that are coming, none of which would have come if it had not been for the fall in the garden.
That's right.
And so he says in his 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. I was saying, it's only natural that the earth would get worse and worse. It's a reality. Because it has less and less of God. Even among the people, it's like the times of Jeremiah that Ella Russell likes to really say. He says that's his favorite book in the Bible. And I'm starting to see why. In Jeremiah's time, the people weren't just Israel itself. In Jeremiah's time, they had less and less in Ezekiel's time, as if they would have less and less to do with God.
Yes.
They were more influenced by the idol gods of the other nations and things that were going on. And they claimed to still have the priesthood, and they claimed to still be pastors, and they claimed to be all the things of God. But they had gotten to the point where they were so worldly, they would prophesy with it without it being God.
Yes.
And they would use the name of God to label things and say, do this or do that or whatever, like you see a lot of people do now. This is God's man. No.
Yeah, amen.
They would use the name of God. And so, you know, by the time Ezekiel came along, he said to them, he says, you have defiled my name before the heathens. In other words, you know, there's a store here in Fort Walton Beach on the corner of Mary Esther and Bill. And they have the really ugly, there's a flag that they have out concerning Biden, and it's the F word, and you know, and they run around here with a big flag, and this man sells them in his store. In the front of his store, on the very front, there's a fish symbol of Christianity.
Yeah.
It says Christian something something in the flag outside, and it's flying right in front of the window where he makes sure he posts this ugly Biden flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, that's you know, what does this say about God? You are one of these people who are helping to defile the name of God. You have a flag that you call a Christian flag flying right in front of this ugly flag that you have in your window. And you know, you either need to do one or the other. If you're gonna fly this ugly flag, take the Christian one down.
Yes,
and don't have it. And then I said to myself, and I wonder what sort of people walk in your store.
Yeah,
because I might not go in there to buy one of those flags. By that particular flag, but with that flag, you're one. I'm not going in there at all.
Amen.
And it's not about a political thing. It's about because you dare to have a flag outside that has God's, that says something about God, and on the inside you have this ugly flag that you have. I want nothing to do with you.
Yes, yes.
Because you are polluting the gospel.
Yes.
I mean, the
gospel.
Yes. the word of God, and you're defiling the God that I serve, because you have this flag outside talking about God, and this is the sort of person that you are. You couldn't sell me anything.
No.
There's nothing you can tell me as long as you're like this. So in the earth, even among I know that we have to restructure and do things in our service, because times are modern and things are different, and we have people on television, but we cannot put our gospel on a diet.
Right, amen.
You know what I'm saying?
We can't
put holiness on a fast.
That's right.
We have to remain holy. We have to continue to preach and teach. And here it is Friday night, and I'm not wearing a suit and tie. Okay, I can get away with that. But my word has to be the word of God.
Yes.
Because I'm depending on Him, as this verse says. But even we within ourselves, we groan.
Yes.
Within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. In other words, the thing that keeps us going is that we know we're going to see Christ and we're going to be changed.
Yes.
When we're sick, we know, one, that God heals us, but if He doesn't, we're going to see, we're going to have this body changed from mortal to immortal.
Yes.
And we turn to God.
Yes.
This makes no matter what happens, we turn to God.
God,
we groan within ourselves and we yearn and say, I just need Christ to come back and whatever it is, you know, I've got, you know, 572 prayers laid out right now before Christ, but Jesus comes back, every one of them will be filled.
Amen. Yes.
Every one of them will be taken care of.
Yes.
I'm turning towards God. So I'm looking at Psalm 46 tonight, and I'm almost done. And Psalm 46 says, to the chief musician, for the sons of Korah, a song upon Almah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength. I've got on the prayer board tonight, I've got Sister Nancy, who really needs God to touch, and God is a healer. Everybody say, God's a healer. God is a healer.
God is a healer.
I got Elder Rogers, who needs prayer. Shonda just went to the doctor. She needs prayer desperately. And we just need to turn towards God, because God is our healer.
Yes.
God is our deliverer. And our comfort comes, as David says, I will look into the hills, whence cometh my help, my help coming from the Lord. This is where we have to turn.
Yes.
For all of us who have the Holy Ghost, then God will let us come to a point like He let Mary and Martha come to with Lazarus. He'll let us come to a point where there's nothing else anyone can do. And then the glory of God is there, because you turn to God. And no matter what we say among ourselves, we'll say, well, Lord, I'll turn to You as much as we can. But when things come, God is saying, but You can turn more.
Yes.
And anytime God has us turn, I'm almost done. Short message tonight. There's only one reason why God keeps turning me toward Him.
Yeah.
Because He doesn't want to lose me.
Amen. Yes.
There's only one reason why God keeps turning me toward Him. It's because He doesn't. And you'll say to yourself, well, God's not going to lose me. I'm going to be here forever. There's only one reason why God keeps turning people to Him. Because He doesn't want to lose them. There's only one reason why God draws people now. Because God doesn't want to lose them. And it's a good thing when the Lord, you know, it's a, what do you do? What do people do in time of crisis when they don't have God? And what do people do in time of crisis when they, you know, when they're kind of in God and kind of not in God? Who do they turn to? How do they, you know, what do they do? But among us who are in Christ, God is our refuge.
God is our refuge.
God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. God is where we turn to and lean and depend on Him. I want to encourage everybody tonight, have faith in God.
Yes.
Have faith in God. No matter what, I was looking at a picture this afternoon, I think Sister Karen and someone sitting out, and Bishop Lee, it was good to see him sitting up. God is our healer. God is our deliverer. God is our strength. God will see us through. All of us in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, listen to the Spirit, and He will tell you when you're in when difficult times come, turn to God. God will fix it. Turn to God. God will work it out. The Lord will turn things around. God will pick things up. The Lord will deliver. God is a deliverer. Turn to God with all your heart.
Yes, He will.
And the Lord will see you through. The Lord has never forsaken us nor left us. Turn to God.
Yes.
I pray for the Lord to work things out for Sister Nancy. She has health issues. She has other issues. I'm praying for the Lord to really work those things out. I'm asking God. I won't stop asking God to give T'Angela perfect soundness because I do believe with all my heart that there's still more work for her to do.
Amen.
And I've been asking God according to His will because God is a healer to move on her behalf.
And
we need to see the glory of God moving in people. There's India and Alyssa who had a great surgery. And it doesn't matter to me whether, you know, when God works things out, if He works it out and you don't have to have surgery, praise God. Thank you for a miracle. If God works it out and you do have to have surgery, praise God. Thank you for a miracle. Thank you for working it out. Thank you for healing.
Amen.
But our deliverer is God. No matter how it comes, the Lord is my health and my strength. God is my deliverer.
Amen.
All that I have comes from Him.
Yes.
So He says in this, for all of us tonight to be encouraged because He, my iPad timed out. He says in this, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed. Remember this earth that's doing all this traveling and travailing. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And he goes on and he talks about it. He says, no matter what happens. I was listening to someone preach the other day. And he was using the scripture that Paul talked about in Jerusalem. I think it was Bishop Lucky, yeah. And he was using the scripture that Paul used when he was getting ready to go to Jerusalem. And Agabus had come and told Paul, he says, you're going to have a difficult time in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And Paul said, none of these things move me.
Yes.
That I might finish my course in the ministry with joy. In other words, it's not stopping me. I'm going on in God because I know who I serve and I know who I believe in. And I'm going on in God. We need to turn to God. When things come down like that, those are things to turn us more to God.
Yes.
Have faith in God. I'm encouraged tonight. I want to say to everybody out there, God is our refuge.
Yes, He is.
God is where we turn. He's who we come to. It doesn't matter what our problem, what we're going through or where it is. But God is our refuge. God will give you joy. The Lord will see you through. We need to hold and depend on God, and God will deliver. Praise the Lord. Everybody standing. The Lord is my light, the Bible says.
Yes.
My salvation.
Amen.
Thank God for His goodness and His mercy tonight. I want to pray. Chanta, come let me pray for you before you start. I want to pray tonight. Praying for Sister Nancy. She has some appointments next week, and I'm praying the Lord will see her through. I want to pray for Elder Deborah Sewell, too. She's not up, but I'm still praying that the Lord will give her a touch in her body so she doesn't have to go through all these surgeries and things that she's got going. I want to pray for India. The Lord's working it out for her. I also want to make sure I'm praying for Chandra and praying for who else is sick out there. Always the Elder T'Angela Rogers. We just, you know, we have these earthen bodies and they're just breaking down.
Yes.
You know, there's just, you know, there's no getting around it. But have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust in God. Have faith in God. You know, sometimes we think we have faith until it's time for us to really have faith. And the devil always steps up and he likes to say, what if God doesn't bring you out? This is going back to what I said earlier about these sci-fi movies. God is going to bring you out one way or the other. And God will work things out.
Yes, He will.
In your life. God will work things out. Give your life over to God and God will work things out. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. God will work it out. He knows everything about my life. And sometimes I feel like I'm walking on a tightrope and God just holds it together. You know, and if I weave it to either side, left or right, everything will fall apart. But the Lord upholds me. And the Lord sustains me and the Lord keeps me. My trust is in God. So I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage all those that I'm praying for tonight. I don't know who else needs prayer tonight. But I'm going to be praying for tonight that the Lord will give you a touch and give you a miracle.
Yeah.
And the Lord will see you through and do for you as He did for Mother Ware, as He did your mother. I'm just praying the Lord will see you through.
Yeah.
But turn to God.
Amen.
With all your heart. Yes. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you touch in the name of the Lord Jesus and make her all the way whole. And Lord, this thing, I pray, Lord, she be loosed from it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, set her free in Jesus' name and make her all the way whole in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for all of us who are out here, Sister Nancy and everybody. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray, Lord, for your healing power tonight and for your delivering power. Lord, move among the people of God. Stretch forth thy hand to heal, Lord. Move by miracles and signs and wonders. And all those that are sick in any way, Lord, I pray, Lord, give my sister Bridget speech. Give my sister Sandra steps, oh God. Lord, you're a good God and a miracle worker, oh Lord. Lord, work things out in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're a healer of the nation, oh God. Lord, move Elsie Angela Rogers. Remember her mom, oh Lord. Lord, all those that are sick in any sickness, any disease, Lord, I pray, Lord, you move mine. Stretch forth thy hand, oh God. Lord, remember Elder Sewell, oh God. Lord, her body is just, she just needs you to touch her body and give her a perfect soundness, oh God. She has so many things that seem like they're just plaguing her. Lord, we be so careful and so give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. Lord, we'll give you all the praise. Lord, you're a great God. Lord, you're the one we turn to, oh Lord. Lord, we turn to you and we look unto you, oh God. Lord, help us. And Lord, we'll glorify your name. I pray for all the saints of God tonight. Just keep praying one for another. The Lord's on our side. We will be all right. We will be all right. Sister Nancy, God's going to work things out for you. Just hold on. You will be all right. The Lord will see you through. God will see you through. And Elsie Angela Rogers, hey, you know, God's going to work it out yet. The Lord's going to see you through. For all of us who are going through anything, the Lord's going to see us through. God is a good God.
God is a good God.
There are so many things the Lord has done for us in our lives. We as the song says, I cannot tell it all.
Oh, yes.
Faustine, that's Erica's mother. Faustine. She has something going on in her body. I can't
remember. Okay. Sister Faustine. We're gonna pray for her. All right, praise the Lord. That's Erica's mother?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody lift your hands. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know what it is you need prayer for, but God does.
He does, yes.
And we're gonna pray because God is a healer. And it doesn't matter what it is that you need prayer for. God is able to do all things. Because God has all power. And there's nothing that God cannot do. And I pray tonight that the Lord will just touch you and just move on your behalf. And whatever it is you have need of, is it a healing, Eric, I'm praying for, or is it what? She can't seem to turn her mic up. Just push your space bar. Just push your space bar. Space bar. And you should be able to use your mic.
Can you hear me now, baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just push your space bar.
Okay. Yeah, I don't receive my spring bar. So anyway, I'm not sure specifically what she needs prayer for, Bishop, but I'm sure healing in her body and just to work things out, you know, give her peace and work things out.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll pray for those because the Lord is a healer. And we pray, we've been studying in James, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And one of the reasons why we know it comes from God is because it gives peace.
Yeah,
the
Harrison.
Who else had Ella Harrison?
Yes.
Where is she at? Pray for her, too.
Yeah, she went. There she is.
All right. Pray for Ella Harrison. Pray for Sister Faustine. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, you give a touch to their body. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, you just begin to work things out and move on their behalf. Lord, you have done both for me.
Yes.
And, Lord, you have healed me. And, Lord, you've delivered. Lord, you've healed the people I know and you've delivered.
Yes.
Lord, I've seen you heal. I've seen you deliver. I've seen you bring people out. I've seen you give peace of mind. I've seen you heal broken hearts. I've seen you just move mighty. And Lord, tonight for all those, Lord, for Sister Faustine, for all those who need it, Lord, I pray, Lord, you touch them in their body. Touch them in their mind and draw them nigh unto you. And Lord, draw them to you, oh God. Lord, it's you they need.
Yes.
Lord, it's you they need. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, bless me. We'll give you all the glory and all the honor. Sometimes when you're doing these things, the Lord, it's like the Lord just touching you on the shoulder. Say, hey, I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, I'm here. Yes. And every time God turns you towards him, it's good.
Yes, amen.
You don't want to be ignored by God. You don't want to be somebody that never hears from God. Every opportunity, everything that comes in a believer's life, especially those of us in these vile bodies, it's an opportunity for the glory of God. It gives God an opportunity to be glorified among us, and especially in your life, it gives you an opportunity to glorify God.
Yes.
So I thank God for His goodness and His mercy, and I know that none of us ever ask for diseases or things. Well, you know, what do you want me to tell you? It comes with being human. It comes with being, you can be seated. It comes with being human. You know, those things come because we have these mortal bodies. And it's a reminder of us that we're not going to live forever. I encourage everyone tonight, have faith in God.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The Lord will work things out. God will see you through.
Amen.
You will be all right.
Yes, Amen.
Because God will see you through. God is a good God.
Amen.
Things will work out.
Amen.
If you will put everything in God, God will see you through.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for all of you tonight. It's good to see Elder Russell up and Sister Russell. Praise God for you. And let's see who else. We got Erica up tonight. And Ellen Harrison. Angela's up. India's up. Sister Eartha Howard. Sister Barbara's up tonight. Sister Faustine Karen's up tonight. It's always good to see Sister White. Elder Latham up in the corner. God bless you. Are you back yet? Are you still in Texas?
Where is she?
I was asking Elder Latham, was she back yet? Is she still in Texas?
I'm home.
You're home? All right. Praise the Lord. It's good to have everybody. It's good to see Yuri down in the corner. Yuri, you keep hanging on in there. God's got many blessings for you. Praise the Lord. Don't let anybody turn you around. I was telling them the other night, don't let anybody, thank God, we have a